I've done, like I say, I've done many things, and I wanted to try and share that with people, which is why I talk about having cancer, because it doesn't have to be this death sentence, and we need to take away the fear. If one in two people are going to get cancer in this, you know, in this country, we need to get better at preventing it, and we need to get better at managing it. So I started to blog. It was quite therapeutic, but also to share with others. So you can find my blog at ninajoy.com if anybody's interested in looking at more detail in what I've done. For your family, it's terrifying. I can quite honestly say I'd rather be me than, like, for instance, my sister watching me. I think it's easier to get on with it than it is to watch someone you love going through hard times. Friends, it's been interesting. I've lost some good friends. I think it makes people contemplate their own mortality, and they're scared of losing you, so sometimes they distance themselves. But then on the other hand, I've had some people who I might have considered acquaintances who have really stepped up and really been there for me. But it's definitely changed, you know, the landscape of my friendships. To start with, I thought, no, I'm all about wellness and thinking about living. So I have done the things that you need to do responsibly. I have made a will, because I might get run over by a bus, but I do not think about dying all the time, because actually today I'm very much alive. I feel as though I'm probably going to wake up tomorrow and be very much alive, and if I keep on doing that, well, that's okay. Then there are no guarantees how long that will go on, but I can live with that. That's fine.